Menachos Pergir Mishnah Vav 10:6. We go on to say here that there's another deadline with regard to the new crop of wheat and barley, which is different than the Chadash restrictions that are relieved once the Korban Omer is brought. And that is, while it's permitted to eat from Chadash for human consumption once the Omer is brought, as you saw in the previous Mishnah, Korbanos, Menachos, brought from this year's crop should not be brought until after the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves, are waved on Shavuos, almost 7 weeks later. The reason for that is because the Pasuk refers to the Shtei HaLechem as a Mincha Chadasha, a new meal offering. And what makes it new? It's coming from the new crop. And therefore, the Mishnah, the Pesukim are telling you that one should not bring Menachos, meal offerings, from this new crop before the Mincha Chadasha, before the Shtei HaLechem. So it's the second deadline. Now, there's a limud from a pasuk in Yechezkel which talks about the pasuk refers to what's called Mimashke Yisrael. But the drasha is that food which is, I'll call it, not kosher, that a Yisrael, a Jew, can't eat, can't be offered in the Mizbeach. So that would mean before the bringing of the Omer, so since wheat and barley are forbidden for human consumption, they're also forbidden for Mizbeach consumption. And that would be, as the Mishnah will say, even b'dieved, it's not kosher, so to speak. Whereas the Mincha Chadasha issue, that the first offering that uses this year's crop should be the Shtei HaLechem, that is only l'charachila. But b'dieved, if one brought a korban already from the Chadash, this year's crop, after the Omer is brought, but before the Shtei HaLechem were waived, that b'dieved will be okay. That's what the Mishnah has to say. So this is the Mishnah inside. The matir, the thing, the mechanism by which the New Year's crop is permitted in the Medina, which means outside the base of Mikdash, essentially, meaning by human consumption, that's the Omer. But the trigger, the matir, which makes it permitted to use this New Year's crop for Menachos, that is the waving of the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread. They're not actually put on the Mizbeach because they're chametz, but they're waved. Now, Ein mevi'in menachos u'bikurim u'minchas behema kodem la'omer. You may not bring a mincha from this year's wheat or barley, nor can you bring bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits, but they're all seven species of the fruit that our Eretz Yisrael is praised by. So that's wheat and barley, but also olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. All seven of those you could bring bikurim. Our Mishnah here is saying that the first two, wheat and barley, should not be brought, may not be brought before the bring of the Omer, even b'dieved. And also the minchas behema, these are the sachem, the meal offerings which accompany the every ola and every shlamim. Those can't be brought kodem la'omer before the Omer is weighed. Ve'im hevin, if you do bring it, then pasul. Even b'dieved, the offering is simply not valid. So that means if you take a mincha and you put it, say a meal offering, and you put it inside a klisharis, as you need to do before you bring a mincha, the klisharis invests it with kedushas aguf, intrinsic sanctity, but you still can't offer it. That's possible even b'dieved, and therefore you can't do anything with it. It'll be invalidated by lina, and then you'll have to burn it. Okay, but kodem l'shtei halechem lo yavi, you also shouldn't bring it, meaning you shouldn't bring menachos from this year's wheat or barley, you shouldn't bring bikurim of wheat and barley, and you shouldn't bring l'sachem to accompany the korbanos, also before the Shtei HaLechem, v'im hevi, but if you did, kasher, b'dieved, it's okay, because the Mincha Chadasha requirement is not an absolute requirement, and therefore, if one did end up putting, a mincha, a meal offering on the Mizbeach, or whatever, even klisharis, and now it's consecrated, one doesn't destroy it, it's kosher, b'dieved, okay, so you could still proceed, or once it's done, you're yotzi, you don't have to bring a new one. That applies for menachos as well as for bikurim. So, meaning if you bring your bikurim, your mincha prior to the bringing of the omer, you have to bring another one. If you bring it after the omer but before the shtei lechem, you shouldn't do it lachachilah, but b'dieved yotzi.